Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Another 3-2 to Bryce Harper. He drives this one to left field. Wade sprinting back, still going back. This one's going to go over his head, bounce off the wall. Wade plays the carom, wheels around. Here comes his throw, the tag. He is out at second. What a throw from Lamont Wade Jr. Harper wants the Phillies to look. He thinks he's safe, but he's called out at second base. Man, what a play.
Yeah, he stood there for like 10 minutes. Then he finally ran.
I think it was 1.8 seconds on the Franny watch. Sorry.
I tend to embellish.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me.
Nice
haircut. By the way, I didn't tell you this, but I told this to Papa. So Bryce Harper's playing catch along the right field line, and we were right there. There's a couple of rows up, and they got the nets up, so there's a little distance between a couple of the nets, and we yelled at Bryce, hey, Bryce, go Knights! He turned right around, smiled at us, and flipped the ball. So I owe you.
He did get it. Did I? Yeah. I told you 100% it was
happening.
That's
what you told me. We were over at Momo's, and we FaceTimed with Franny, who's got a nice, beautiful new haircut. And, yeah, man. Props to you. Give you credit.
Hey, way to go. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably George that did it all.
Oh, so believe me, it wasn't me. And by the way, he had a Philly shirt on because, of course, he did. So Harper saw that.
Yeah, I mean, he took it out of a fanny pack. That thing was wrinkled like I've never seen before. What are you doing?
He's got shirts of every team. So when
it's smart.
Whoever plays the Giants, he just puts it on.
Goes, he doesn't have a Giants jersey at all? He doesn't have a Franson?
Yeah, believe me, I've tried.
No. Those are relics.
I was walking behind somebody who had a 19 jersey on, but it said Rodriguez, and I didn't think that was you. I thought that was a custom.
Yeah, that's custom. That's someone's name.
How about Rigetti?
No, it would have been Rodriguez, Scudero, myself. What was it? Alan Hansen?
Yeah, that's right. Alan Hansen. Look at you.
He was fast.
Now Kapler.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cap's got it. So right after John got the baseball from Harper and he put it in the duffel bag, he screamed at him, "Why the hell didn't you run hard on Friday night?"
And then
my questioning, Franny, you sent me the material.
Yep.
And then I listened to your broadcast later that day because we only had to do a pregame show on Peacock. And you and your partner went right to it for Bryce's first at-bat.
Mm-hmm.
You went not out of the box for 1.8. He was applauding Lamont Wade Jr., saying what a great outfielder he is. No comment at all about how he stood and watched it.
Yep.
And then that day he did bust his ass out of the box to get to second base. But my question is, and I'm sure Ben Simmons is getting buried alive today. Does Bryce Harper, that's the Philly laugh that says, yeah, you don't even know half of it. How much grief does Bryce get for moments like that? Or because he signed this essential lifetime 13-year contract, he gets a pass for a while. Where are the hardcore Philadelphians with Bryce Harper's game right now?
They still love him. I mean, look, the guy for 2 years, did a great job in winning over the fans here in Philadelphia. I mean, it didn't take that long. And number one, he signed, right? So they're going to love him. He chose Philadelphia over a couple places. So that helps. The fanatic stuff that he's done, he's a marketing genius when it comes to so many things. I don't know how long it will last. Look, this Sixers thing right now helped. It really did. It sounds stupid, but, yesterday – the whole effort deal, I mean, they just got blasted in every which way by the Giants. It's not being talked about at all today. And you're going, ooh, thank you. Like, we got, there's twice this week that we had duds. that the Sixers ended up blowing, you know, a 26-point lead. So they didn't talk about the Phillies that next day. And then yesterday. So, you know, with Bryce, we've seen a lot of this year. And we don't know if it's injury or not. The one off the left field wall, what's crazy is that he stood for 1.8, right? He started walking a little bit. He started running. He reached his peak running speed this year on that. And he got to second base. It was a second home to second time. And you're going, look, we understand you busted, but, like, why? You have not hit any 450-foot homers this year. This one's oppa. Why are you watching it? That is our point. Like, when you know, Pop, I mean, you've been around, you know, the A's. I mean, it's a different time when they were rolling and hitting homers and all that stuff. But it was like, they were winning a ton. They were 20, 30 games over 500. And I'm not going to say it's okay to ever do it, but, like, you understand if a guy watches a homer on those. When you're a 500 team and you're back and forth between 500 and under 500, at 500, under 500, like, you got to have a different way of looking about things and playing, I feel like, and being consistent. And that hasn't been there from him this year, whether it's been injury or effort or, you know, bad luck at times, but that was unacceptable. And Joe Girardi, I'm sure, you know, will say that at some point, but it's unacceptable. The ball that he hit down the left field line, that was only, he only hits a single on it. He gets saved by Andrew McCutchen on the home run. Two, three pitches later. So
yeah,
that's another thing.
Kevin Franz and Jonas, of course, Franny now doing Phillies radio. He's been doing it for a few years. So I know why they signed him. He's a dynamic personality. He's going to sell tickets. He's going to do all these things. But from a baseball standpoint, the only reason I ask you this, as you well know, is the Giants were supposedly in on him. So it's his third year with the Phillies. From a baseball perspective, has it been worth it?
It's a tough question because, like, he's a very similar player. Like, maybe not as dynamic as Mookie Betts, right? But when he got traded for, they had everything in place. Right. And so that was like the last piece. Now, if like the Giants, if he was a free agent this year and the Giants went after him, it would make sense. Right. Mm-hmm. They've built this whole thing up, the 40 to 60 guys that they have in the system now that they could bring up at any point in time and be a not a difference maker, but a pretty quality piece of depth. Right. That they have in that system. Like now you have the guys that are established in the Crawfords, Posey's, Belts, you know, Longoria's and all that stuff. And now you can add because you have everything in place. From a baseball perspective, we just haven't played well. And it's not on him. It's not just on him. He's played pretty good, you know, in the 2 years prior to this. Baseball-wise, we have not played well. We do not have enough depth to come from the minor leagues to do a lot of things that you when you ask about, like, is that a great baseball move? I mean, he's played good baseball. He has. But we're in a little bit of a lull right now. But our team is not strong from top to bottom. And that's not a good thing. And that's where you look at, like, Kapler. He moves from Philadelphia to San Francisco. Well, Farhan has done a hell of a lot better than Matt Klentak did in getting and helping out the franchise with depth. And now Dave Dombrowski and Sam Fulder are leading the way. And we're starting to see things from them, but again, it's going to take a little bit.
It is a long year, but Phillies played 69 games, Franny, and they're a game under 500.
Yeah, they have.
And everything that you said about them, which John and I, when the year started, when we saw Philadelphia early in the year in April, and when we saw them these last three games, they're just not a fundamentally sound team. Oh. They don't run the bases well.
Awful.
Defensively, balls are glancing off gloves all the time. And I don't want to single one guy, but Rhys Hoskins obviously had some big moments. Saturday, he dominated the game. He had three hits, yeah, two homers, and six ribbies. But Friday night, a 91-mile-an-hour batted ball comes right at him. That's not a hard play. For him, it is. Off his glove, and it opens it up for an inning. Yesterday, first batter of the game, Lamont Wade Jr. rolls one to him, and he kicks it. So talk about him a little bit, but I'm not here to crush him.
When you
look at the... Is in order to make the playoffs, if you're a team in the National League East, do you have to win that division? Will there be,
yes,
a wild card team coming out of what everybody thought was the deepest division in the National League?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it was – it pretty much was unanimous that it was, right? And then what happens? Oh, not the paper is, you know, playing. The actual players are. And it isn't the deepest right now. It could be at the end of the year. You never know. But we as a team kick the ball around way too much. We've had the most errors taken away from us and given hits to guys than I think I've ever seen. We went into the weekend at, I think we were fourth in the NL in the least amount of errors, and you're going, how? But our defensive runs saved, we're minus 29. We're second to last.
Yeah.
So to win a game in our division, you got to play clean baseball, but to win a game in against good, if not great teams, you can't kick the baseball. Reese has been, you know, offensively, he's been very streaky, as he has in his career, but he's had such big moments. And the best part about Reese has been when Harp and JT have been down, he has stepped up. Offensively, he has carried his weight. Defensively, there is a lot of lapses. Like that ball you were talking about, Lamont Wade, they gave it a double. Like, that's a sad
thing. That's a joke.
They gave it a double.
That's a joke.
It's a joke. It's a joke, yeah. Because the other thing is he got out early, right? And he was stationary, you know, in a good spot, good fielding position. The ball was just to his left. It's not like he was shuffling off the base and not, you know, oh, man, he got beat by it, right? Like, no, he just missed it. We've seen plenty of those this weekend. I mean, look, the pickoff play on Belt, and he just dropped it.
Yeah.
And there's no error on that.
Yeah.
You know, so Alec Bohm over at third base has been a struggle. Ronald Torres has played great. You know, you weren't expecting a utility guy like Ronald to come in and do much. But defensively, he's been fantastic for us at shortstop. Segura, before he went down, was playing just great at second base. Our outfield has been very shoddy. Kutch has been terrible in left field. He's had some good moments, but he's made a lot of misplays. Offensively, he's starting to come around. It's great to see. But defensively, again, a huge part of why you win ball games in Major League Baseball, huge part, is pitching and defense. If you have pitching, great. But if you don't have the defense, I'm sorry, you're not going to win, and you don't deserve to win.
So it's as far as Gabe is concerned, you had an opinion before when he was with Philadelphia, and then you just mentioned how much Farhan has done and obviously what he's been surrounded with, and the older guys are playing so great. So how much credit does Gabe get in all of this?
A lot. He should get a lot. Absolutely, because he brought in that staff as well. And it was one, I think I said the other day, like, I didn't give him enough. I did not give them credit because, you know, you look at experience and where they're coming from, you're like, come on. And especially from the Giants franchise, who in the minor leagues, the coaching staffs are amazing. The people that they have involved have been so good. And that not seeing some of them get, you know, brought into the mix hurt. But these guys and girls, like, especially with Alyssa, I mean, they've done a lot. They get the most out of these players. So a lot has to be given to Gabe, because those aren't Farhan and Scott's picks, right? Those are a lot. I'm pretty much sure the 95% of them, I'm sure, are all Gabe's choice, you know, for the coaching staff. So you got to help out that. You got to have relationships. And the other part, too, and you mentioned earlier, I think it was Pop, like the adjustments that he's made. He made a ton of mistakes here, ton of mistakes. But guess what? Just like an athlete, a coach can, or a manager or anyone can make adjustments. See what he did wrong and do something different or you know, kind of bounce some ideas off of people and trust some other ideas and not just the numbers. And I feel like he's done a great job in doing that. So you can't sit there and say, like, oh, man, Gabe Kapler is the difference. No, it's a great mix between, you know, GM and Farhan, Gabe, and obviously the players and coaching staff. So I just think it's a fantastic mix that you're seeing now.
All right.
What's it like the day after the Sixers lose a playoff game like that? This is a hardcore city, and to lose the way when they should have won, I think they're the better team. Who's getting it harder, Doc or Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons by far.
Yeah.
Like, dude, the dude didn't shoot one field goal in five of the seven games in the fourth quarter. Like, what? Like, you know what's funny? And I don't know if you would agree with this, Pop. But
Franny's,
I mean, like,
turned into Howard Eskin.
No.
Don't say that, Joe.
All right, genius.
Don't say that. He is not a pompous ass. Don't say that.
But in all honesty, like, this fan base, they weren't asking for him, like, to shoot 50%. They were just like, just shoot. Just show us, like, you're not
dunk
scared.
It when you have an opening for a dunk, right? Dunk
and all. Then his explanation, you're going, why did you even just say that? Like, just – anyway.
He lost confidence, Franny. He ever – I mean, it's confident. Even at the highest level of athleticism, the guy lost confidence. He has no confidence to shoot the ball. He's afraid to go to the free throw line. He doesn't want
it. But, I mean, he was like that at LSU.
Yeah, it's easier to dominate there.
But, I mean, he was like a 30%, 40% free throw shooter there. He never got better. Yeah. And it's like he shoots line drives at the basket, and you're going, you're not Shaq. Shaq, the ball looked like a damn golf ball in his hand. You can understand why he sucked at free throws, right? He was, you know, 300 just ripped out of his mind. Come on.
Like, but just I want a game of horse. Markelle Fultz against Ben Simmons with Howard Eskin on play-by-play. That would be fun.
I got Fultz. That falls for sure.
And no layups.
That's a struggle.
No layups or dunks. Just shooting.
Yeah, I want a game of horse. Game of horse.
Oh, no, but everyone's trying to, you know, like, what can we get for Andrew Wiggins? That was a big topic today. Like, could Ben Simmons for Andrew Wiggins happen? I'm like,
no.
Are you kidding me? Like, even in the worst days, Andrew Wiggins will shoot at least 10 times.
So are they talking about that? They want two-way Wiggs now?
They want somebody different. I mean, look, he solidified that he's not built for here, I guess you could say, by a lot of the things that he did, you know, social media-wise, after wins and, you know, you love me now, you don't. You love me now, you don't. Like, shut it, man. Like, you're a great player for what you are. You're not a great NBA player overall, right? And it just it's bad when you have fans that have been waiting for – you know, almost a year and a half, 2 years to get out there to the court to see you play, and you're just going to bag on them. And I just find that to be horrendous.
Hey, real quick, today is Sticky Stuff Crackdown Day. Have you been told anything about it or how this is going to work or what's going to happen?
Dude, have you just looked at the numbers?
Yeah,
it's around already the happening. League, it's a it's joke. Already it's already happening.
It's already but happening. In terms of like
we
the,
had
the
a guy yesterday that was minus 300 on two of his pitches and minus 150 on his fastball. Yeah. That's insane.
But including in Alex like, Wood, I heard from your broadcast. Right. Alex Wood's RPMs are down. Curiously,
go check out the slider on that one.
That was very impressive.
Yeah, because I've been watching these player breakdowns on Baseball Savant as the game's going. You know, the first inning, you don't. I don't care if you get to like the fourth or fifth with starters, and you're starting to see like you're like, whoa. You know, Trevor Bauer obviously has been one. Marcus Stroman's been another. Garrett Cole had one start where it was way down, but last one I think he leveled out a little bit. So it's gonna be interesting. You know,
and tonight, the umpires and how it's actually going to work when they stop them and all this kind of stuff.
I just don't get why it's on the umpires. Like, at least bring someone in from Major League Baseball. Have 30 people out there. You know, not each game, but, I mean, in all the stadiums, whatever you want. And have someone check. But putting it on the umpires, I'm sorry. Like, that's just wrong. But it just sucks that the pitchers, you know, with the spider tag stuff took it this far and everyone going, oh, then – you know, position players don't have pine tar on your bat. Like, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Not. Now, if you put the pine tar all over the barrel and you're doing that stuff so you get a little bit of extra backspin on the ball, I mean, maybe we have a deal, but that's not happening.
You had stuff all over your helmet. You had a dirty helmet.
I had it everywhere. It was
great.
What
were you doing?
Cheating, for sure. yeah. No, because it was
Pablo's helmet. Pablo's helmet. Yeah, I know. That's covered.
But, I mean, like, the thing is that it's all over the position players. Like, you go to cold situations, April. I'm interested to see, like, late this year, like, playoff time, if there's cold weather games, what it's going to be like, because they are cue balls.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is they could add some tack to that ball. It would be nice. And then you wouldn't have – but position players are affected by this too, because we did use sunscreen and rosin because it was a very nice, controllable thing. I don't think us as fielders needed spin. Did you need spin? No. You just needed control, especially in the cold.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining us. How was, by the way, happy Father's Day.
No, yeah, you too.
Got your son.
You guys, both you
your
guys.
Daughter. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah, I got to spend the morning, a little afternoon, just watching ass kicking at later, so that was fun.
All right, man, call IP and yell, Ben Simmons has got to go! It's ridiculous!
No, I enjoy it because it's so different
screaming?
Than back home. Yeah, it's just because the station, that's all they do is the fan drives the show. And it's callers all day long, and it's like, whoa.
Crushing yeah. Ben Simmons. Today.
Crushing. No, it's like, it's, yeah, now it, a little bit Doc, but I mean, it's whoever the, you know, Angelo Cataldi's a king here. He gets the place fired up. People are just, yeah, they're hammering on Ben. They're hammering on Doc, but more Ben than anything.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks again for your advice today or yesterday. You're looking good.
Good
to see you.
I'm fired up for that. Yeah.
It was good to see
you.
It
worked.
Too.
George,
yeah,
you got a ball.
Guys, too. Absolutely. Hey, Pop, hope you enjoyed Ricky Bowe.
I
very
did.
Honest.
You gave me
He's
the great scouting. He's a lot like you. He's a lot
No. He's actually better, so that's cool.
No, yeah. You guys are both
He had an all-star game.
No. He's a good guy. And we got him to tell the Barry Bonds charged the mound story
good.
Finally.
Good. You lubed him up first and then got it going?
Yeah.
Well, Johnny, we asked him on Friday on radio. And
yeah.
Then I texted Franny, should I ask Ricky Bowe about this? He said, stay away
I
from
said
him.
Not to open up.
10 seconds later, John asked him. About it. I'm like, uh-oh. I'm ducking.
You can't just start it off right away.
I know. Now I got to work 3 days with this guy.
But you got to buy him dinner first? No, lube him up.
No.
Yeah. No, he was good. He was great.
I love it. Yeah, he's honest.
Break out the KY jelly. We got to
right.
Lube him up.
Let's go. Got to ease in.
Oh, God.
Where's Gaylord Fokker when I need him?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we could go so many places with that.
Let's go.
Hey, thanks, Franny.
All right, guys. You guys have a good one.
Stay in touch, bro.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.